Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media and the web.
Hello and welcome to show number 39. It is Thursday, June 15th, 2006. My name is Brendan Sinclair.
And I'm Tina Goodman.
And together we are, well, we're just Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. You don't even get a mention in the headline. That's the way it should be too, quite frankly.
Well, I say the headlines, so that's all right.
Yeah. Okay, so today we had a few emails from guys asking about pricing. In fact, I had two today asking about pricing and how we can charge what we charge. One of them was from, I think it's pronounced Seamus in Ireland. And Seamus asked how we could charge $10,000 for a website. He finds that concept a little difficult. So we'll talk about how you get those bigger jobs.
It's all in what you provide, though. It's not just...
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, these can be jobs you, you know, quote $200,000 for or whatever.
Yeah.
But having said that, these days we charge $10,000 for a job that we would have charged $2,000 for a few years back. And the difference is, number one, you've got to find the clients. You've got to fish where the fish are. You've got to find the clients that have got the money. And you've got to find the clients that understand the value of a thing like the website, and they understand the importance of good quality graphics and good quality copy, etc. So number one, you've got to fish where the fish are. You've got to find the clients who've got the money and the clients who are willing to spend $10,000 on a website, because it's no good going finding clients that are only prepared to spend $500 on a website and offer them a website for 10 grand, because it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there with money to spend on their businesses who understand that they need a great website or a good website.
Yeah.
And are happy to spend $10,000. So number one, fish where the fish are and find those clients. Number two is, I think you got to change your mindset a bit. I know we certainly have over the years, because I remember years ago when we got a $5,000 website, and I remember thinking that is the greatest website ever. That is just, and we put a lot of time and effort into it, all the rest, and that was our biggest ever job, and blah blah blah. Now I don't know.
That's a small one for you, really.
Yeah, we'd do a $5,000 website, but that's pretty much the minimum. They're not gonna go below that. And even if it was only a day's work, we'd still charge $5,000 because, you know, of the value we provide. And that's the thing, I guess, is get your head around the value that you provide the client.
When you say value that you provide, do you mean mostly SEO? Is that what sets you apart from...
Oh, no. I mean the whole range of things.
Yeah.
Because here's the typical scenario that I've been presented with over the years on an ongoing basis. Guy comes along and does a website for someone, charges them $500, $1,000. Website doesn't work. The client goes back to the website developer to find that the website developer's gone out of business a lot of the time, because that's because they're not charging enough, or B, that the web developer's not interested, hasn't got the skills to figure out how to get the website working.
Yeah.
So I find that when a client comes to us, they're so happy to have found a web developer who, A, is professional, and we've got the professional offices and we've got staff and we've got all the stuff that goes with it. So they're immediately impressed. They're immediately thinking, hey, these guys know what they're doing. These guys can provide good value.
Yep.
So the other thing there is that there's an expectation that they're going to need to pay more than $500 or $1,000 to a web developer that, you know, is a kid who's 17 working out of their bedroom. There's nothing wrong with that. There's great, talented web developers who are 17 out of their bedroom. But overall, out of 100 of them, I'll bet you only 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 have quality business skills. Because, and I always say it, it's not about the design. It's not about the website. It's about getting it to work. And it's about all those other things that make the difference. It's about following up your phone calls. It's about sending out thank you letters. It's about taking your client out for dinner and rewarding them for the behavior that you want rewarded. It's about communicating with them in a way that is consistent with that of a professional office.
I think a lot of business owners too, if they pay for a website, they want to know that the web developer is going to be around in, you know, a few years' time to, you know, make changes or to just to be there to, most of them realise it's not just a static thing. You don't put it up and leave it.
Yeah. I've noticed that one over the years with clients. They tend to suss you out. And now that the web industry is starting to evolve and mature, and the average client has got a little bit more of an understanding of what's required, then that is becoming more and more important. I'm almost to the point now where I would say to clients who said no to ongoing work on their website, well, then don't do it, because if you're just going to do a website and stick it up, it's not worth it. You're not going to get any value from it. You've got to constantly change it, constantly update it, constantly do new things. This is the reason why we charge 10 grand for websites. One of the websites that we've done just recently, and I've mentioned on this podcast before, and the sales have gone through the roof, blah, blah, blah. I had an email from the client today. We put one of the recommendations was put PayPal onto his website as a payment option. Now, 12% of his sales now are through PayPal. And that's something that he would never have thought of in 100 years.
Yeah.
So you could probably say that his sales have gone up 12% because he's accepted PayPal just on that one basis alone. Maybe those people had credit cards or whatever anyway and would have paid by alternative routes. The other thing is that his fax and mail order orders, which he didn't have before, and we said put these on because it'll give you about 11% increase in sales. He's had quite a few fax and mail order form sales as well. So there, two things we've said to him there and implemented for him have resulted in probably a 23% increase in his business, and that's because we stuck on a fax mail order form on his website, as well as being able to order through the shopping cart, and we did PayPal as a payment option. Now those two things, 23%, absolutely what took us, it takes you 10 minutes to set up a PayPal account for your business, and it took us 15 minutes to do the mail fax order, convert it to a PDF, upload it to the site, put a link on saying you can order by mail or fax order. It's that easy, and that's where the value comes in. The value comes in from the experience. I've just written a blog on tailored.com.au about the value and the importance of experience, and it's a story about putting band-aids on your nipples and Vaseline between your thighs. And it sounds like I wrote in the blog, it sounds like
I have to read that blog post. I haven't read it yet.
It sounds like a real sexual fetish start off to a blog, but what I'm talking about is the experience, because I'm training to do a Gold Coast half marathon July 2nd, and I went for my longest run last night, which was an hour 20. And I remember the first time I did, the first marathon I did, I think it was 95, and it was cold day down in Richmond in Tasmania.
Yeah.
And I'm running along, and at one of the medical stations, the person said, "Oh, you're bleeding." And I'm going, "No, I'm fine." And because it's so damn cold, and because you're running along for 42 Ks, the fabric of your shirt actually rubs on your nipples and cracks your nipples. And it wasn't just a little bit of blood, it was like quite a lot of blood, and there was huge patches, like I was lactating or something. The experience there is when you're doing a marathon, you put band-aids on your nipples, otherwise you'll get cracked nipples and you'll bleed. And the other thing about the Vaseline is you've got to put Vaseline between your legs, because your legs rub, regardless of how fit you are generally, because your legs will rub, you'll get chafing, you'll get blisters, you can break the skin, it's a nightmare.
Because my boyfriend's in the army, when he does a pack march and stuff, he gets like chafing and and like his feet just
And it's that experience that makes all the difference. Now those two bits of things there, Vaseline and band-aids on your nipples, are really important. They'll make you run much more comfortable, you'll run faster, all of those. Now you don't have to live through these experiences to get the benefit of the experience. You can ask someone like me who's run lots of marathons, what do? You can jump on people's websites and see what they say. And it's exactly the same with providing the value on someone's website. Now that I've said, hey, put PayPal on as a payment option and put a mail fax order form on your website as well, and your orders will go up, and that'll increase your orders by 23%. A web developer can go to their next job, a web developer listening to this can go to their next job and go, from information we've received from a leading web developer, not that I'm anything fabulous, tells us that we can increase your sales by about 20% by the application of doing a mail fax order form, because not everyone's happy to order over the internet. They're much more comfortable sending in a check, a money order, or the credit card details in the mail or through a fax. And if we provide an alternative or another payment option such as PayPal, your orders will go up again, your sales will increase. With a website doing $100,000 in business, that's $23,000 in business. A website doing $1 million bucks in business, you've just increased their gross by $230,000. Mm. That's really valuable information. So it's all about knowledge. It's all about providing the value. But you've got to get your head around, that's probably the point I was making at the start, you've got to get your head around that you can provide this value, that it's not just about how much time is it going to take. Because, you know, it'll take me the same amount of time as it'll take someone listening to this podcast, the exact same amount of time, to do a website. But what's the difference between those websites is our experience over the years sometimes gives us a competitive advantage over those guys, because we have tried all these things and we know what works. And these are just the things that I'm sharing now. And
you give out a lot of easy sort of things that people can use to add value to their websites, definitely.
Yeah. So they're the two things so far. Fish where the fish are. You've got to find the clients with the money. So your target might not be the small business. It might be the medium-sized business. So
yeah.
Get to them. I did a bit of a look yesterday where we've got 14 web development jobs on at the moment, and I think these are the numbers. 5 have been from referrals, 5 have been from visiting our website,
yep.
1 has been from PR, 1 has been from me doing a speech, 1 from advertising, and 1 from networking. So yep. That's 6 different things. Now, don't take those numbers as gospel, because those things really change around. It's not often we get 5 from visiting the site and referrals. You know, sometimes it'll be more in advertising, sometimes it'll be more from networking. They're not really consistent with our figures over a long period of time.
But you do a lot of different things to bring in the clients. You don't just do one thing.
Yeah, and we try and target. Like, for example, the networking side of things. We try and target medium-sized businesses when we do the networking. The referral side of the business, we target the people who have already spent good money with us on websites are much more likely to refer people
yeah.
who are also happy to spend good money, because they'll say, hey, they did our website, cost us $15,000, they're great, and that person has that expectation in their head already that it's going to be $15,000.
Yeah, I think with a lot of sites you do, they are e-commerce sites, so they can see the money value straight away.
Yeah, it's much easier to quantify those e-commerce value sites. You can quantify everything else, of course, by your branding, measurements, and how they heard of you and all the rest of it. But e-commerce sites are much, much easier, because you can put a dollar value on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds so simplistic that you've got to get your head around and just start charging more money. One thing I always recommend is if your web development business is really busy, you're going all right, then the next client who comes through the door, just go, okay, I'm going to quote this person $10,000, even if your biggest job before has been $2,000. You'll put a bit more work into the proposal. You'll need to fancy things up a bit more. You'll need to do some statistical research so you can try and quantify what benefit they're going to get. You're going to need testimonials, all of those things, and then see if you can get that $10,000 client. And I'll guarantee you, if you do that 4 or 5 times, you'll pull a $10,000 client. And it's much, much easier when you're working with clients like that rather than little clients, because if you're working by yourself and you pull 20 $10,000 clients throughout the year, you've got a nice little income and you're only dealing with 20 different clients. Whereas if you pull in 100 $2,000 jobs, same amount of money, and you're going to be running around like a blue-ass fly, and you're not going to have the time to commit to provide good quality and effective web development for those sort of firms.
That's what I was going to say. If you actually charge more, then you feel more inclined to work harder and you dedicate more time to doing it, I think.
Oh, yeah, it shouldn't be like that, but it is. So how else do you get your $10,000 clients? Number one, fish where the fish are. Find those clients with the money. Number two, get your head around the fact that what you provide can be tremendously valuable and is worth that extra money. And it's not extra work. It's just that you know more stuff. Because if I showed you, imagine this as a web developer. If you rock up to someone to give them a proposal, never give the proposal over the phone if you can, or if you can help it, or just post it off. You've got to go and see the client in person and say to the client, okay, you said you wanted more sales. To get more sales, we need more visitors. What I recommend we do for that is this. We need to do some search engine optimization. We need to get links from other websites. We need to take some pay-per-click advertising. We need to have a tell-a-friend bit on the website. We also need to get people to return more often, so we need to update the content of the website. all the studies show that this will increase our visitor numbers by this, this, and this. And you've got a pretty good idea with your pay per click, obviously, because you'll spend your $20 a day and you'll get an extra 40 visitors a day. And away you go, and from there.
So how long do you spend on average on winning a new client?
That varies a lot.
Yeah.
I can put together pretty well a good proposal within an hour. But for some clients in industries I'm not familiar with, it can take, you know, a fair bit of work, like a couple of days, a week's work, to put everything together in that proposal and get it all right.
So initially, though, for, say, resort clients and stuff, because you do a lot of them, initially you would have done a fair bit of work to win that first one.
And now I know that industry backwards. I know what's going to work and all the rest of it. But I've still got to present it in such a way. I've just had a great thought on how to get bigger clients, and it's something that I've implemented over the last few months, and something I've always been... I've mentioned it on occasions and tried to do it every now and then. I'll get to it and say what it actually is now. Client rings up and says, I'm looking at doing this for a web business. Can I have a quote? And then as part of our process to identify what their needs and wants are, I'll start asking some questions. And if they haven't got a clue, then I'll say, okay, we'll do a web business analysis of this. We'll research keywords. We'll see how many people are searching. We'll see how competitive the market is. We'll see how big the market is on the web. All those things. It's about a 12-page report.
Yep.
We charge people $500 for that. It takes a couple of hours.
Yep.
Now, my thinking with that is that if someone's prepared to pay $500 for a report, and they quite often are, our strike rate on those reports is pretty much 90%, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because I remember I pretty much got 100% lately, but I've tried it a few times before and it doesn't always come off. That if you spend $500 on a report, then you're pretty happy to spend $10,000 on a website, because that really qualifies you as a person who's going to spend some money on your website.
I think it works both ways too. They spend $500 with you, and then they see what you deliver for that $500, and then they decide whether you're worth spending the $10,000 on.
Yeah, or not. Exactly. And in our experiences so far, then they are, because they can see you've demonstrated a good part of your expertise, and you've shown them how they can take advantage of this market, because it's all just facts and figures. Because you can say, look, there's 10,000 searches done a month on this particular search term. And with all the tools there that are available now, you can check on Google with pay per click with your AdWords how many clicks you would get per day for that particular search term with your budget. And you can say you would get 20 visitors a day for that particular search term. If you took Google AdWords, it's going to cost you $20 for those AdWords per day. You're going to get this many visitors. Okay, let's assume a conversion rate in this industry of 5%. You're going to make this many sales.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely perfect quantification. And then when you say to that client, okay, that's all that. Here's our proposal, and go through how you're going to provide them with more sales.
Mm.
And then at the end you go, that's going to be $10,000, then you're away. And I guess, the third thing is it's got to be about salesmanship, I guess, because you don't just give them the proposal, say, there you go, let me know if you have any questions. We sit down, we go through the proposal with them, answer any questions, and we've got our qualification or our buying processes where I'll say things like, and my favourite one has always been, as you know, setting up a search engine optimization program is a significant amount of time and effort and expertise. Now, some firms will charge you upwards of $10,000 for this, as you'd know. We're a little bit cheaper than that. We're a little bit more cost effective.
As you know,
because when you say, as you know, people nod their head because they don't want to be seen as silly or stupid or ignorant.
But you're also sort of pandering to them, like obviously you see them as intelligent, as so it's buttering it.
Yeah, you're buttering them up. And all the studies show, and I'm not going to even look for this study, but it's out there, that the more you can get people to nod and say yes during a meeting, the more likely they are to say yes to what it is you propose. So you just keep getting them nodding. It's an old, I've had guys trying to sell me insurance come there and they go, as you know, Brennan, and blah, blah, blah. I go, yeah, I'm up to that trick.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of salesmanship. So, and you just don't get in there and give them the proposal. You do those sort of things. That's a really good one. And you quantify everything you do. So, if we our research and our previous experience shows us that increasing your web sales by 20% can be achieved with a couple of fairly simple strategies. Now, we'll implement these strategies onto your website, and it's very valuable information. There are alternative payment methods that you do not use at the moment, but if we implement those, we very strongly suggest you'll get increased sales. And when you can quantify it by 20%, by saying it could be as much as 20%, then they're going to be very interested, very excited. And the other thing you're going to do is have testimonials to back that up. And here's the testimonial of the client we actually did this for. Bob Smith. Hi, I'm Bob Smith. And these guys worked on my website. Two simple things they did. Increased my sales by 23%. Got any questions, give me a ring.
Yeah.
And that is... There's no way in the world someone's going to say no to your proposal when you base it on all those sort of things.
I think what you do too, probably without realising it, you make them scared that if they don't go with you, then they'll miss out on this value.
That's part of the salesmanship, I guess, and that comes from experience. Because I've always said people buy for two reasons, greed and fear. Greed that they want to get more and more money and improve their position, and fear that they're going to miss out on stuff. So fear's a really good way to do it, and... you'll see that used a lot. Like you see it every single day in your local shop. Sale ends June 30th. And that's the classic technique, because they're trying to use the fear of missing out to get you to take an action now. And that's exactly the same sort of strategy and thinking that we do. So we'll wrap it up there. So there's three great ideas to get that $10,000 website, or get a bigger website than you're getting at the moment. Number one, you've got to find those right customers. You've got to find the right clients who've got $10,000 to spend on a website. So if you're networking with tiny businesses, stop that. You've got to network with medium-sized businesses. Number two was get your head around the fact that, hey, you are worth $10,000, that the value you provide is that much greater. So the next client who comes through your doors, quote them $10,000, even if you only quote $500 at the moment. If you're already quoting $50,000, then don't start quoting $10,000, because that would be stupid. And number three, there's a bit of salesmanship involved. So improve your sales skills. Just keep testing. Do some role-playing with whoever you can. Overcome objectives. Oh, God, I'm not going to spend that much money. Well, how much money is too much for you? And why is it too much? And then overcome those objectives. Mm. And my great one for overcoming objectives is why, you know. We're not going to go with that proposal, Brandon. Well, why not? Because we think it's too expensive. Why do you think it's too expensive? Well, someone else has quoted us $500. Okay, would you like me to explain the difference between his quote for $500 and my quote for $10,000? And yes, so then you've got the opportunity to overcome the objection.
I think you've always got to find out the reason behind the no.
Yeah, so just keep on asking why, and overcome those objections, and do it in a nice way. I sound a bit gruff then, I think. Yeah, why? Tell me why. So fish where the fish are, get the right clients, get your head around that, yes, you are worth $10,000. You've got a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience. You've probably spent a bucket load of money on your computers and your software, and you've got the electricity, you've got broadband coming in, you've got a lot of expenses, so you need to be charging the appropriate value. And number three, improve those sales skills, make the sale a little bit better, and understand that it's a bit of a performance, and it's a bit different, but you've got to identify what your client wants and needs and give it to them, and they'll be more than happy to pay you $10,000, I'm sure. Well, that'll wrap us up, so thanks for that. If you have any feedback, as usual, Skype us on Tailored. And our contact details over there on tailoredpodcast.com. That's all for me, Tina Goodman. Thank you and goodbye.
Been great listening to you again, Brendan. Thanks, everyone. Speak to you soon. Brendan Sinclair's Business Myths. News and advice on marketing, media and the web.